What's good, y'all? It's your boy Danny Myers, and you are tuned in to T7M Radio, Battle Rap's premier radio network.
I am pure violence. I don't decide peace, pimp shit. I came with my main bitch and my side piece. I aim it at that side, you can tell that whole side piece. I done hit so many niggas with the side piece that I lost the side piece. Light bulb.
You can take any bar from any verse from any rounds on me, and the crowd will safely say that every round's on me. And after I get that money tonight, I'm heading straight to the bar, and you best believe it's gonna be rounds on me.
You used to be in my wave. I remember the tight in them. Back days with skinny jeans. Remember the tight in them. Bullets tight in them. Paralyzed. Remember the tight in them. Caught them slipping like my brakes. I wouldn't remember the tight in them. And I'm tight.
I got young guns like the Rockin' Head. That'll raise eyebrows like the Rockin' Head. I would've murdered you. And after this round, y'all wouldn't have seen Rockin' Head.
I don't train tariffs. Why talk to this bird nest? He think he cuckoo. Till one fly out of them bird's nest. Hit him. Hit him. Then his bird's nest. Pistol whip him, then sit the butt on her egg till it crack like a bird's nest. We go.
The Culture with Seven Mitchell, Battle Rap Debate Podcast on T7M Radio.
Yeah, you know what it is. What's poppin'? Salute to all my fellow Battle Rap fans and supporters. Welcome back to The Culture here on T7M Radio. I'm your host, as always, the kid, Seven Mitchell. Joining me, of course, we got the journalist out in California living it up. Got that Cali life going on. We got brother Jeff in the building. Brother, what's good?
Brother Seven, good evening, good evening, good evening to everybody. How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm cooling. Special night tonight. You know, we usually rocking out on Sunday nights. Had to switch it up. We got a special guest calling up in a few minutes. The girl Meatrice from out Cleveland, Queen of the Ring's own, coming off of that dope battle versus Mo Murder that just dropped.
Yeah, yeah, that girl is nice. Anybody that try to deny that girl got a problem. That girl is nice. Definitely a premier talent.
That's facts. Shout out to Female Battle Rap. People, if you're not done so already, make sure y'all subscribe to the T7M Radio YouTube channel. Follow us all on social media, Facebook and Twitter as well, at T7M Radio. We definitely appreciate it, and we definitely look forward to chopping it up with y'all, debating some of these topics that we got rocking out here in this thing that we love called Battle Rap. So what's going down, people? 347-989-8102. Brother Jeff, I'm going to keep it a buck, brother. I'm going to be bowing out of battle rap soon. Like, I can see it. Like, I can't even get through a battle nowadays. It doesn't even matter who it is. I can't even watch a whole battle.
Well, I don't think that you're alone, brother. It's probably a whole lot of people that's like that. They just haven't mentioned it. But, you know, I don't know. Things change, it seems, in the game. And the elements change to where you don't quite feel the same. You respect it the same. But I'm having a feeling that you're feeling that. Is that safe to say?
It's so much more than that, man. It's just all the way around, even with the fans and the crowd and the reaction and this whole thing about gas that we got going on in battle rap. I'm like, yo, why the hell are the crowd giving the rappers a lot of, you know, disdain for gas when it's the crowd that's doing the gas? Like, I never understood that. First it was Tay-Rock. Now it's Jazz. I'm like, why are we going at the artist when the actual gas, whatever you want to call it, is actually coming from us? Like, I don't, this shit is be blowing my mind. Like, battle rap is just really weighing me down, man. I swear to God. I just don't understand this shit, man. It's like a new wave.
Well, I think it's safe to say that we can definitely blame that on fans with like a year and a half in, because there's no way to me that something should be gassed up to propensity like that without even waiting for a punchline. You know, just now it's an action.
Right.
Action will get a reaction. I am blaming that on fans with a year in to a year and a half in, just thinking that they know what's what, but may not really know that, but bless them anyway.
Shit is crazy, man. I just can't put my finger on it, but like I said, it's really weighing me down. So I got to rejuvenate and get myself together, but we rocking out tonight, man. Like I said, we got Cleveland's own Meatrice in the fucking building. It's meat and rice. Y'all already know what it is, man. It was going down. I know you was talking about that Winter Wars battle that she had. It was pretty crazy versus Mo Murder.
Yes.
Kind of shocking.
Yes.
We're going to
have to
talk.
They both came out. They definitely did their thing, man. Respect to both of those ladies. They wrote for that battle. They wrote for that. I can tell that, and I am definitely proud of that.
Word. This is the coach of T7M Radio with 7 Mitchell. Callers, y'all call up 347-989-8102. Speaking of the ladies, brother Jeff, let me tell you how disrespectful Rap Grid was. Now, I don't know if you was in the T7M Radio Facebook debate group lately, but Red had posted an image and a question about female Mount Rushmore when it come to battle rap.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And on their Mount Rushmore, they had Jazz the Rapper, they had
mm-hmm.
Official, they had Official, and then they had a question mark, you know, I guess for the streets to decide who is that fourth person that deserved the Mount Rushmore spot.
That was the one with Miss Hustle at the on the first face. Is that the one?
Yeah, it was only one. Well, they just kind of, I would say, revamped it today, but that's the one I'm talking
about.
Okay.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
Okay.
How can you put Official on the Mount Rushmore before 40 Bars? And I'm not even a big 40 Bars fan, but I saw somebody try to make a point or argue a point that Official changed the game when it comes to female battle rap. And I'm like, how? I mean, she's fire. She punches
right.
crazy. But
yes.
40 been punching. And more than that, when you look at all the other girls in the South right now, or girls that's coming from the South, they not really punching heavy like Official. So you can't say that girls is following Official's formula. You know what I'm saying? So what really is she doing to be on a Mount Rushmore? Like, she is potential to be great and she working, but I'm like, God damn, before QB, before Gaddis? You know what I mean? Like, this is crazy. Like, who would you put up on that Mount Rushmore real quick if you had to think about it? Four spots for the females.
Well, we are, you know, we've disagreed about this a couple of days ago, but I got to stand firm. Miss Hustle definitely needs to be there. Jazz, I can go for that. Official is so nice. She is so nice, but I don't think I'm ready for that to happen. And in terms of what
that
you were talking
debatable
about, she
in your mind. Is that debatable
yeah.
to you? Oh, man, you on drugs. Come on, brother Jeff. Don't start tonight. Please don't do this. You know we don't even do this on weeknights.
No. That's my bad. It's not debatable. It is not debatable. I don't think that she should I don't think she will deservingly be there in time. There's no doubt about that. But Ms. Hustle, yes. Jazz, I will say yes. You and I agree with this.
Can I put 40 on that?
I will put 40 on that.
Okay, so, I mean, you're making this harder than what it seems to be. I don't understand why this thing is up for so much debate. All right, so we 3 out of 4 spots. Who would you put in that last spot, E-Hart?
I would.
Why?
And this is where we've talked about it before. This is where
we're going to talk about it again.
Either E-Hart, if it comes down to E-Hart and 40, I may have to lean towards 40. But we all know E-Hart is no slouch. But if I really, really think about it, I may have to lean towards 40. Maybe Rap Grid, maybe this is Rap Grid's personal. I don't know if this is their personal choice or not, or what have you, but I wouldn't agree with the Official thing. Although, like I said before, she is so dope. But as far as her changing the game, they might be talking about in terms of where her logistics at. That is definitely a true factor there. But all around, I would say no. Like you just said, the game been changed. So I don't see where they're getting that from.
Let me reach out to the streets, man. I got to get the streets' opinion on this, man, because this thing is, to me, is just, it's just not that tough. I don't even care that logistically official was unique. Like, that's still not Mount Rushmore worthy. You understand what I'm saying? Like, Mount Rushmore is a whole different monster. Let's reach out to the streets real quick. We got Grail in the building. Grail, what's popping?
What's popping, boy?
Oh, man, I can't hear you. What's good?
Hear me now?
Yeah, you clear. What's happening?
Ain't shit, my nigga. You already know what it is. T7 Radio. Girls for Girl. You don't like me or what?
What's your opinion on this Mount Rushmore for the females? Where you at with it? First of all, before you even answer that, because like I said, we going yeah, because I will start drug testing everybody call up this podcast. We're going to be so
let's
quick.
Do it.
Does official deserve to be on Mount Rushmore? Let's get that one out the way.
Nah, official ain't even on my Mount Rushmore.
All right, we good. Continue, brother.
Official ain't even on the Mount Rushmore. But first spot, I'm riding with 40 Bars. That's that. Second spot, I'm riding with Miss Hustle. Third spot, nobody really be fucking with her, but I fuck with Gaddis, man. Gaddis got to go up there. You know what I'm saying? That's just
Gaddis to me was kind of an icon. I had Gaddis off of the initial thought when I saw this Mount Rushmore, but, you know, Gaddis kind of quit on this. She quit on this, but, you know, I don't want to take away from what she did. You know what I mean? Because that's to
and
me
that,
was.
And that's where, that's where I'm at with it. Even though she took, like, a hiatus, like, I still don't discredit what she did for the game. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right. That's
what I do. And the last spot, I gotta be, yo, I'm fucking with Bonnie Godiva.
What? You
Bonnie
would put
Godiva,
Bonnie
my nigga.
Over 40?
Nah, 40 already did.
Oh, but over E Hart.
Oh, come on, Bonnie Godiva. Like, come on, like
I mean,
talking like kept the game afloat for the ladies, was taking on the niggas state to state.
That's
other countries and just doing what niggas was doing, views too. Come on, my nigga.
That's all facts. I'm not debating that. I'm just trying to figure out where you gonna squeeze her in that, because I had Jazz, Hustle, 40, and possibly QB. You know, so I'm not gonna sneeze at Bonnie, but this whole official thing, I just can't deal with it. When we come back on the Culture Man T7M Radio, we're gonna have our special guest Cleveland on. We got the girl Nina and we got Mattress in the building. Don't go nowhere. 30 seconds. We are lit here on the Culture T7M Radio. Don't go away.
The Culture with 7 Mitchell, Battle Rap Debate Podcast on T7M Radio every Sunday and Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 347-989-8102. And follow us on social media at T7M Radio.
What up, it's your girl Najee. Everybody hates K, but everything's golden. And you're listening to T7M Radio with my man's Mr. Irrelevant. Yeah.
Yeah, man, we back. T7M Radio, the Culture with 7 Mitchell. Y'all call up 347-989-8102. Brother Jeff is locked in with me, man. Got special guests calling up, Brother Jeff. We talked about this battle. You got to bring the girls on so we can get their pain. I'm going to try to break this thing down the best that I can. And I ain't want to do no recaps before I got firsthand opinion on how they felt. So we definitely going to get this shit shaking real quick. I think we got Beatrice and Nina on. Nina, what's popping?
What's going on? Can you hear me?
Yo, you clear. What's good?
Hello?
Yeah. Can you hear
me? Can you hear me good?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you. What's going on, y'all?
Man, what's happening?
Beatrice said she calling in a few seconds, but we out here. Thanks for having us.
Oh, you already know, man. Welcome back to the Culture. She had a 551?
Yeah, that's her.
That's her? Let me go ahead and bring Mattress on real quick. Miss Meat and Rice, where you at?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's poppin'?
I'm I was trying to say hello, but I was muted, I guess.
Salute to y'all, man. Appreciate y'all calling up to the culture, man. You already know what it is. And Nina, thank you for hooking this up. Quarterback in this situation again, of course.
Always.
You already
Thanks,
know.
No problem.
Yo, I got a couple of things. I definitely want to chop it up with y'all, so I definitely appreciate y'all taking time out. All Hail the Queens is going down March 12th. We want to talk about that event, the Queen of the Ring. But first, we definitely got to top it up, talk about Winter Wars. It went down. What was y'all ladies' thoughts? I know this was y'all return to New York, but this was y'all first time on Queen of the Ring. So, you know, how was the experience for y'all two?
Go ahead, Nina.
No, you go ahead. You the battle rapper. I ain't battle rap.
I thought I might have took longer than you. That's why I was saving the best for last, you know. That's what I was trying to do. You know.
No, this is her interview. I'm just ad-libbing. This is her interview. I'm just here to listen.
Okay. So she go ad-lib then. You heard normally she be the speaker, but she told me to, you know. But I can't deal with y'all. It was a wonderful experience. I enjoyed my time. Actually, I was sick as hell by the time I got to New York. I mean, I had the flu, swine flu, whatever this was. But I was sick during that battle, and I can say it now. I didn't want to say it out there because I didn't want people to think that was no type of weakness. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I was sick, so I couldn't really enjoy myself with the girls like I wanted to, but the ones that I did get to be around, like, you know, Pash Porter, Unique, I love her, Dina, Looney, like, the ones I got to be around, that was a dope experience to have females competing but still able to be in the same room and not have hate, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
so.
Right.
That was one of the dope experiences. Then when I got on the stage, like for me, anywhere I go, it's put on a show. Like no matter whether I'm at home or I'm at your home, you know what I'm saying? And that's just what I wanted to do. And when I did that and I got the reaction like I got at home, you know, it made it 10 times easier for me. You know, I was just trying not to cough through my rounds because I kept coughing that whole day. But I did not cough through them rounds or choke. So, you know, I enjoyed my time out there. I enjoyed it. Of course, I'll be back again. That's why
I would say the same thing. That's probably – I said I would say the same thing. That was probably my third time out in New York. Every time we go out there, man, they just show us love. Like, we're family. Shouts out to Debo and Veg and Babs, you know what I'm saying? They showed us the utmost hospitality. Shouts out to OTF Group, you know what I'm saying? All the you know, fellas and ladies that's from the OTF Group, they came out and supported in big numbers. And, you know what I'm saying, they definitely showed a great hospitality. So, I mean, I have no complaints. We had a great time.
Right.
That was bananas. Now, you definitely threw me for a loop if you were sick and under the weather because your intro to the battle – versus Mo Murder was crazy. Like, I thought you was actually going into your round. You looked so comfortable starting off. Like, was that pre-planned or what?
Actually, before he called me up to battle Mo Murder, because, like, you know, we didn't know who he was battling. But in my mind, like, me and Nina are chopping, and we'll always say Mo Murder. You know, for some reason, we just knew it, you know. And when I was sitting there, actually – after Dina and them, I'm like, I want to go. I hope he calls me now, because if he calls me now, I can just get it out the way, and then I can just be sick, you know, afterwards. But if I wait, I just feel like I'm gonna get worse, you know. So while the momentum was going, when he called me, it was like, yes, you know, I was ready to go. So by the time I got up there and, you know, had to make my way through the crowd to even get up there, you know, I was ready to go. And when I seen it was Mo Murder, and I knew Mo Murder was coming ready, you know, so I had to be ready, you know. Sick and all, I had to shake that, you know, and get through them three rounds. I shook it and got through it.
Yo,
no,
this
call,
is the Culture T7M Radio. We got Matrix on the line. Y'all call up 347-989-8102. We talking Winter Wars. All right, we're going to go ahead and break this down. I want to kind of break this down round for round, but I'm not going to take up too much of y'all time. That first round, Matrix, you had some fucking crazy-ass lines, like the sex trafficking in Haiti, the Bone Thugs scheme, the sushi line. You had some shit. You looked real comfortable that first round. There wasn't no nervousness for you in that first round?
I'm always nervous before I battle, but you can never tell, so. I just don't come like I'm going to just whoop your ass. I know it's a possibility. You can come at me, but you're not going to, like I said, you're not going to drag me. You're not going to murder me. You're not going to 3-0 me. I just know that. You're going to say that you put up a fight, whatever happens, you know. So, I'm always nervous.
Now, I know you had material. I know all y'all girls had to pretty much write for everybody because y'all didn't know who y'all was going to be, you know, up against. But the way you broke down Charisma line, I mean, her name, that was bananas, yo. I can't even fucking. You broke that Charisma shit down was bananas. You don't do a lot of punching in your style, Matrix. Like, you do a lot of haymakers. Like,
right.
Do you feel like you want to work on punching more?
The thing with punching is so many people right now, and I say people, men and women, is trying to punch. And a person like me, I get bored with that. You can have all the energy you want, but if you just keep talking about what you're going to shoot up a person or stab up a person, and every free, I like punches when they're different. I like, you know, I'm more of a haymaker person. If you're going to take me somewhere to knock me out. You know what I'm saying? I don't like it when people try to, because sometimes when you punch, it takes away from what could have been a haymaker. You know, if you know what I mean, like some people, they can take that bar a little bit further, and rather them do that, they'd rather just straight shot it. And me personally, to me, that's what everybody's doing. So you got to be different. You got to have them punchers. You got to have them haymakers. You got to have that, you know, all around, though. Don't come at me punching because you're not going to get me off of just punching, and that's how I feel. You know, some people may like that just punching, but you still got another side you got to please too. You know what I'm saying? So when you only pleasing them punchers, the other ones ain't getting all of that. You know, like I don't see all the performance in punchers. Some people can punch and perform their butt off, but most of them don't. So I look at when you punch so much, you lack somewhere.
Was your first round cut a little bit short? It looked like Debo stopped you a little bit short of your first round. What was going on there?
I feel like I was stopped short my second. But like I was saying, I didn't care because where I stopped at, it was a memorable stop. You go remember that last line. So I really wasn't mad. You know, I did have some bars, a couple bars after that, but I wasn't mad about it. You know, it was God's will for me to end like that. That's how I put it. You know, that's how he wanted me to end, how I ended. So.
Now, me ask you, were you expecting, I know you said you know Mo Murda's going to come to play. I've been following Mo Murda's career. I'm going to keep it a buck. Like, I knew she could punch, but she was trying to punch your fucking head off. Like, I didn't expect this type of energy for Mo Murda. When she started going in that bottom of the first, did you figure that it was going to be a pretty close, I'm not going to say classic battle, but at what point did you feel like, yo, this is going to be some shit?
I didn't never feel like it's going to be some shit. I felt like, mm-hmm. you know, my personal opinion, after the first round, I'm like, yes, I got a fucking person that will fucking battle. That's what I come to do. I don't come to win, lose, draw. I come to get them views and get people to watch us. Whoever I'm battling, I want you to put on a show to make them want to go back and forth and watch us, not watch my round and skip your round and watch my round and skip your round. No, I want you to watch the whole thing to say, damn, they put on a good battle. You know what I'm saying? So I wanted her. I was rooting for her in the third. She'll tell you. I'm like, go. Jump back on it. Get back on it. Because I didn't look at it as she was beating me. No, I looked at it as we was chunking. We was both throwing punches. Like, she was throwing, like, stuff to you. It's like, damn, that she was saying stuff to me like that. I deal with punchers. So it's like, okay. You know, I hung around check. So she was saying to me, it's like, okay.
Right.
I done heard harder. You know, if you're going to punch my head off, really punch my head off, you didn't know who you was coming against. And this is where a lot of them females, to me, lacked on, because y'all didn't know who y'all was coming against. So all you wanted to do was just punch that one person? No, you supposed to punch everybody in the goddamn room, or at least half of them, because I don't know who I'm coming against.
That's right.
It's not like you know what I'm saying? It's not like you know that's who you got to come at. No, and that's what I looked at me being different from Mo Murder, and that's what I feel like it was a 2-1 at. If we're going to look at everything and not just her punching. No, let's look at everything. What did she talk about? What was her concept? What made her stand out from this one? And what made her stand out from that one? And for me, it was her punches. That's what made her stand out for me. But what else could I say it was? I can't be like her aggressive.
I mean, your stage presence was always on another level. I will say the difference in your second round to your first, you really was getting quicker to the punch in your second round versus your first. Like, you still had haymakers, but you know, you was doing your thing, and that's the real beat, the Chinese Kitchen shit, like, you was on your shit. Harmless shit, you was definitely on your shit. Punching more in the face.
And that's because I wanted to shake you up. If you watch me, I don't like to bore you with my battles. So every round is either totally different, or it's something different about it. It's some way that I'm coming either harder than my first or just as equal to my first. You know what I mean? And I felt like the more rounds I did, the harder I had to come. My second round should have been harder than my first round. My third round should have killed my second round, and that's how I felt about coming at the situation. Like, you lead them up to more. Sometimes giving them straight more is just boring. But, you know, that's just my opinion. But I love
No bias. And this is my honest opinion on the whole battle. I've watched it, like, at least 6 times now. And the first round, I gave it to Mo Murda. Just because, you like you said, she's a puncher. She was definitely, that first round she came out swinging. She just had more punches. You know, she just had more haymakers at that time. Now, that takes nothing away from me after this first round. Her fucking first round was crazy as hell.
It was crazy.
But I edged it to Mo. It was crazy. Yeah, but, you know what I'm saying? I edged that one to Mo. You know what I'm saying? You guys just got to be fair. Now, that second round was highly debatable. That second round was highly debatable. I edged it to Meatrice. And third round, you know, I gave it to Meatrice also. Now, my thing with Mo is that she's definitely dope. She's a great puncher, but her punches were predictable to me. So it was like, in the room, they hit hard because, you know, everybody, that's a Queen of the Ring crowd. They love punchers. You know what I'm saying? They love punchers.
Right.
So it hit hard in the room. It was a lot of similar shit that I've heard someone else say before. Not to say she was biting anybody, but it was just similar punches that I've heard, or similar punches that were predictable that you knew she was going to say. Like, it wasn't nothing that wowed me. Like, oh my God, it's so unique. Like, when Meatrice, she comes different, man. Like, the shit that she says, you have not heard anybody reference any type of shit like that the way she has said it. So that's where I took from it. I gave it to her 2-1, but it was definitely a classic to me.
And I gave her the second
either
round.
Either way.
I gave her the second round.
Either way.
That's why I wouldn't be mad if people say that she won, because we both chunked. But if we gonna go on difference and originality, then no, don't base it on that. And that's why I see what people picking me at. That's what I'm saying. I agree. She was nice. But
it's a highly debatable battle on YouTube, on the posts, on the polls, everywhere. It's like 50-50. Like, nobody is.
It's classic.
It's no
classic.
Check
That's
this
how
out.
I take it.
Because you made a great point, Nina, and I thought that I was crazy because I watched the battle again today, and when it came to her punches, some of them wasn't as advanced as the crowd was giving it
Make
up.
It.
And I'm not trying to take nothing away from her, but
exactly.
I think it was the fact, like you said, people like a punchline rapper, and just the shock value that she is going in like that. You know, it was a lot of support.
Yeah, exactly.
So I definitely feel that way. But so you think you got it 2-1 as well, Meatrice?
Yeah, I mean, you know, and I ain't just taking my opinion because, like I said, you see, I was talking my shit because she was talking it. But when it came down to it, I never really said I won. I was waiting till the footage dropped just like everybody else because, you know, I like to watch back myself. And I'll really tell you if you whoop me. Now, if you got me, I'll be like, well, shit, you did, you know. Hey, it is what it is. We still got a good battle. But when I watch me back, you know, like I said, I was sick, so I'm really out of it on that stage. I don't know who I was watching myself back. I guess my third round, it was like, niggas like, you know, if she would have said her third, she might have won. I'm looking at something came up out of me in my third. That's why I feel like you was not going to say your third. You knew you couldn't fuck with it. She know I say that shit all the time. You knew you couldn't fuck with it because I wasn't me. I gave you them first two, like, all right, you know, you did a little bit, and then I gave it halfway because I ain't going to say that was my all. I gave it halfway in that third, and it was like it shook shit up. So, you know what I'm saying? That's just how I feel about that.
Brother Jeff, you said the third round for me actually was your favorite round out that battle, didn't
right.
you?
Right. That shit was crazy.
Yeah, I did say that, brother, but I'm ashamed to say that I've only seen it once at this time, but I'm going to line that up a few more times. Right. But I am so proud of these sisters, man. They did that battle. They did the battle dirty. That thing was
That's fair.
Nice.
That's
that
fair.
Was nice.
So what's
parts.
Up next for y'all? What's up
Thank
next for
you?
Y'all? Y'all got anything, I mean, in line as of yet? I know, you know, the battle just dropped, and I know I don't want y'all to get too much ahead of yourself, but y'all got anything in line that we should know about right now? Let's rewind a little bit. We can go there another time. I need to know from you. Did you have to call the National Guards to get Devo to drop this footage? Like, what was the hold up on this battle drop? I mean, yo, y'all was promoting this shit crazy, and you know what I'm saying, it took weeks.
I mean, we were promoting
Devo
it.
Devo has his way.
That's
just what we...
I'm going to have to have a
yeah,
talk
I mean...
with you, calling, man. This is ridiculous.
No, Devo has his ways. I'm going to take up for Devo right now because Devo has certain tactics and ways that he does things, and I completely... From businessman to businesswoman, I'm probably the only person that understood what he was doing, and I get it.
Well, dropping the way he dropped the battles was dope. I like the order he dropped the battles. I just think that the way y'all had it promoted, you know, for the Meatrice with the flyer, you know, I just really, niggas couldn't wait. The streets couldn't wait. C3 couldn't wait. Nobody could wait. Everybody was ready. You know what I'm saying? So it was good.
It's right. It was worth the wait, though. So we did a good job.
Right.
Absolutely.
It was worth the wait.
Right, definitely.
That's all we wanted was to see, like, I don't know about her, but me, was like, okay, y'all, we promoting the hell out of this battle. I hope they love this motherfucker. Because if they don't, they were like, the wait was worth the hell. So everybody's loving it. So I'm cool with the wait. I think it was worth the wait, you know. I'll just listen. I'll pay attention, I'll listen. And if somebody knows something, he does this. Devo does this. So he knows when to drop and when not to drop. So I trust it. I trust doing so, I'll just let it roll with the punches. Like, hey, I wanted it to drop like y'all. That's what I wanted, but I was also in the wait, you know, and it was worth the wait, definitely.
No doubt. Now, like I said earlier, All Hail the Queens going down March 12th for Queen of the Ring. Did y'all see the blog that dropped from Shuni and Farrah and Company?
Definitely dope. That's something we would have did. So I definitely respect them.
Right.
They get all respect for me. We would have definitely did that. So I was like, yes, you know, if you watch our blog, that's what we do. So I'm like, yes, they definitely got a yes for me on that. Talk y'all shit. That's what I'm talking about. Bring some excitement. Bring some fun back to it. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
everybody used to be fun. Like,
you know what?
I'm Team Shunero all day long, man. Those two bitches held it down.
They always do. But the last time I talked to
Junie and Pharaoh hold it down, man.
After I talked to y'all, y'all had dropped a little promotion blog yourself, like an interrogation situation. Like, that shit was bananas. Like, who came up with that idea?
Look, she came up with half. I came up with the other half, and we always do this though, man. I come to her with something, and she be like, "Yeah, I was just thinking about that, and we gonna put this together." And then I'm like, "Yeah, we gonna put," and we just do it, man. It's just natural. It's natural with me and Nina, man. People gotta understand this. We just got this on a humble, like, and that was definitely a humble,
right,
man.
Yeah.
It was definitely. We ain't know what we was gonna do at first, but. Right.
And again, OTF asked me, did we go together today?
Right. That's a man, because that's how they feeling about us. That's what I'm like, we too close. I mean, but that's how we do. That's how you're supposed to do business, man. That's how you're supposed to be with your partner.
Yeah, man.
That's how you're supposed to be with your partner. She said, when I slack, she pick up. When she slack, I pick up. And that's how it is. But I love my relationship with my manager because I get to be an artist. You know what I'm saying? She handles, that's why I'm like, I normally don't talk. I talk when I want to, you know what I'm saying? But I'll be like, no, go ahead, Nina, handle that. You know what I'm saying? Because I know she's going to handle it right, though, and I can trust what she's going to do. You know what I'm saying? So I trust me, I put my manager to the test, and she passed it every time. So that's why she's here, and nobody's getting my manager. Why everybody want to join Team Nina? Get your own Nina.
How this thing out right now, you know? How this thing out right now? We need a Nina. Yeah.
Right, get your own Nina. No. That's why you got to get a Nina in the squad. We don't do that.
I just feel like as a manager, the manager's job is to make sure that artist doesn't have to do anything besides write and rap. Yeah. Like, that's the only thing she has to do is write, rap, and show up. I make sure she get there.
Right.
I make sure her promo good. I make sure everything is straight. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All she got to do is fucking write those bars and deliver the bars, and she's good to go.
Right. And I'm delivering this, so we squad. Like,
right.
You, people see that she putting out there, everything goes, and all I got to do is come with my bars, so I got to come hard. You're not going to get nothing but good battles from me. I had one fucked up battle, but that still was raw because people still watched it because it was fucked up. So, like, you won't get nothing but that from Meat and Rice. And plus, everybody loving my name, the Meat and Rice is, like, getting so many clicks just because.
Taking over.
It's hot. The way you broke it down. I gotta ask y'all one more thing. I'm not gonna hold y'all up. I do wanna ask y'all one more question before I let y'all go. The female Mount Rushmore. It's been up for debate in a couple days.
I was waiting for you to ask me that. Go ahead,
Mimi.
Go first.
Say your first.
Well,
we say mine first. Anybody could debate me all they want to, but I'm gonna say, of course, Hustle. And if you put Hustle just for me, you got to put Heart. Then I say it could be a switch off between 40 and Official. And then, no, that's it. 40 and Official. I don't, and I won't put Jazz for various reasons.
Oh, so
but
you
I
won't
love
put
yeah, mine is different.
I won't put Jazz for various reasons, but I like Jazz.
Wait a minute, Nina, because I got to tell Beatrice how disrespectful she's being. I mean, wait a minute.
You said my pick.
You're right. Well, check this out. Because I'm looking at Official and 40, like, if I take
his reason
analysis, like Jordan and Kobe. I can't put Kobe on the Mount Rushmore because he's so similar to Jordan. What is different from Official?
And 40 to me, and Official is different.
What way do you think?
And they swag is totally different. Like Official to me is country. You know, that's the country. And then 40 to me is uptown. You know what I'm saying? They too different to me. That's why I put them. Then you gotta put the streets, which is Hustle and E Heart. Like, you gotta go from the beginning. If you gonna put Mount Rushmore, you gotta go from the beginning to the middle to the end. And that's how I love Jazz, and I love, you know, Couture and a few other ones. I even love Tori. I would even put Tori up there before a lot of people, but she still hasn't. A lot of them still have a win against a couple of people. So my first two, I'm going to just leave it at that, is E-Heart and then Hustle. And then the other two is still question marks. Shit. They question marks.
Yeah, see, I did mine a little different. Yeah, I did mine a little different because when I think of Mount Rushmore, I'm thinking, like, legendary. You know what I'm saying? Like,
legends
in the game. Like, some people that's brought something to the battle rap world. I want to talk about females that brought something to the battle rap world that cannot be replaced. Like, definitely Hustle. I definitely got Hustle. Definitely E-Heart. I mean, they pretty much the godmothers of the shit. Then,
E-Heart.
Then
period.
This don't take nothing from nothing away from the other girls, but I got QB. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, okay, I agree. I was about to say her. I agree.
It's like the originator of damn near most of this shit. Like, before I even knew what Battle Rap was, I knew QB was on that grind time stage. She was getting it in. And then for my fourth, I'm going to go with I thought about this shit all day because I really could not decide between 40 and Jazz, but I'm going to go all the way and say 40 over Jazz, and this is why. 40 came in the game swinging. Like, she came in after everybody, and she has, I'm talking about multiple million view battles. Like, she has multiple million view battles. Like, she got her fan base up. She does the music. Yeah. She's, like, the full package. She done battled DNA and K-Shine. Like, come on. Like, you cannot not put 40 on that. Like, she definitely deserves to be there just because in a short amount of time, she damn near surpassed every female that was in the damn battle rap game.
But I'm
so you got her on there.
It wouldn't have to be maximum.
Official still got a little bit more work to do to me. Like, definitely deserves to be in the category. But I feel like
she
just got a little bit more work to do. Like, she got
to. In order for me to agree with you, I got to see 40 versus Hustle. And that'll make me. She got to lose to Hustle just like Official did for me to put her on there then.
Yeah,
like,
that's
how, you see what I'm saying? Because a lot of these bitches go up against Hustle, and that's why I didn't put them on there, because y'all get chopped. And they ain't like no normal chomp. Mm-hmm. Y'all just get fucked up all that shit and get chomped. So that's why I'm like, I'll leave that spot open. Like, I do agree with you, B, because she stood her motherfucking ground with Hustle. I agree. And she stands it with really everybody she go against. So I agree with QB. She
and
should
she
be on there.
She started this shit. And she started this shit.
Right. She was disrespectful.
She started this
shit.
And
she
still
got to remember.
Yeah.
Right. It's still going. So, I agree with her. But
she
that one spot.
She got her bars up.
Let me say this. And I fucks with both of y'all. And it don't have to be a maximum security facility. It can be something small. But Nina, you and me actually should both be incarcerated tonight. No bail. You should have to stand in front of a commissioner tomorrow for not putting Jazz the Rapper on your female Mount Rushmore. Like, are you kidding me?
And listen to me. Let me give my justification over that. Like, I love Jazz. She definitely did great for female battle rap, but because she only has like a little bit of battles, for one, I just don't feel like she's qualified to be over 40 QB, E-Heart,
like the same amount
or Hustle. But Hustle started this shit. Like, she was one of the first females on
here.
Like, she's a legend. She's a legend with this shit. So it's like, I'm not even talking about the lyricism of it all. Like, I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about what you brought to the game.
We're talking about what you brought
to the game, what you've done that was legendary for female battle rap. And I can't really say, like, Jazz really did something super dope legendary for female battle rap. Like, Heart vs. Hustle, that shit was legendary. Like, that was some dope ass shit.
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta put them before anybody. And then QB alone, her whole battle rap resume is more legendary than Jazz. Like,
you might have put Jazz on there. Just cause, but she lost. I mean, and that's what I'm saying. Dude, loss is called because they in the ass was. Like, I don't
know.
But Jazz is dope.
Like,
she's dope.
She
lost.
And then I mean, E-Heart versus Jazz is getting into the legendary story. I like that one. She did that one. One thing I will say this.
I'm glad that this thing is sparking up a good debate. You know what I mean? Because we really don't have a lot of debates popping off when it comes to female battle rap. So, you know, I do appreciate Rap Grid putting this out, because this has been a hot topic. But ladies, I ain't going to hold y'all up no more. Let the streets know where they can follow y'all at on social media. I appreciate y'all calling up.
Okay, so it's at Lady Beatrice, Lady Meatrice, M-E-A-T-R-I-C-E, everything. Beatrice Hardy on Facebook. Google me. Simple as that.
Yeah.
Me, I'm pretty much Pink Cocaine Nina, spelled exactly like that. No Ebonics. On everything. Nina Nicole Kapowski on Facebook. Make sure you check out PurpleDreamsBoutique.com for, you know, some sexy lady apparel and the Pink Cocaine women's apparel. Also, coming this spring, 2017, we got a dope card with Boss Chick Battle League coming down to Cleveland, so make sure y'all check it out. And of course, Meatrice is on the card. I can't reveal who she's battling yet. I can't do that yet, but let's just say these are some big, dope, fire ass names on this card. Y'all know whenever Rain do her thing, she got the names and she gonna bring them out. So yeah, you know, so be looking forward to that. You know, all the ticket information will be out very, very, very soon. So, you know, just keep in tune and watch out for the information for that dropping.
Shout out to Cleveland. Shout out to Boss Chick Battle League. Big up again. Congratulations, Meatrice. Nina, I appreciate y'all, man, calling up. You already know how we do, man.
Hello?
Can y'all hear me? Can y'all still hear me? Brother Jeff. Maybe I'm not being heard.